This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And it is a great day where there's actually some good news to share in addition to all of the difficulties that we're covering around the world, particularly in the Middle East. But good news here domestically, violent crime decreases. Or as another headline puts it in the New York Times, murders in U.S. fell 6% last year, according to FBI's crime report. Violence kept falling from a 2020 spike, but thefts went up, particularly car thefts. We will talk about that and what these figures show and why it is, how it is, that crime is actually going down, at least violent crime is going down. We'll also be talking in a little while with a columnist who believes that the independent voters who are out there, who can vote in primaries in many states, you don't necessarily have to be, in most states, a registered Republican to vote in the Republican primary. You just ask for a Republican ballot if they list the ballots, the people in primaries separately for Republicans and Democrats. But those independent voters might provide a special advantage to one particular candidate. Which one? We'll be talking to Henry Olson about that. But first up, there is continued conversation about what is going on in the Middle East with the president's trip to Israel earlier today. And one of those items involves the long-time debates over who was responsible for terrorist attacks. And there are very, very few people who raised the idea at the time that September 11th happened that, well, actually, the United States was responsible. And that came later with the stupidity known as the Truther Movement. But the idea that a ceasefire right now, for which there were demonstrators who flooded the Capitol building today, for which Rashida Tlaib is speaking. Should we play some more of Rashida Tlaib's extremely emotional presentation today to the demonstrators who came to Capitol Hill demanding that President Biden insist upon an immediate ceasefire? Let's go directly to that. Rashida Tlaib speaking emotionally as a Palestinian American. Listen.
Think it's okay to bomb a hospital?
No one thinks.
With children. You know what's so hard sometimes is watching those videos, and the people telling the kids don't cry. And, like, let them cry. And they're shaking. And somebody, you know this, they keep telling them not to cry in Arabic. They can cry. I can cry. We all can cry. If we're not crying, something is wrong. And so I'm telling you right now, President Biden, not all America's with you on this one. And you need to wake up and understand that. We are literally watching people commit genocide and killing a vast majority just like this, and we still stand by and say nothing. We will remember this, but all of you, you need to know, I swear to God, Allah, you are on the right side of history. You are. able to save lives. What is wrong with that? Stop it with trying to try to politicize it.
Okay, it's trying to politicize this. What is wrong? What is wrong with us? And if they're on the right side of history, and by the way, wouldn't it have registered much more deeply if she had been willing to cry for her 30 fellow Americans who died in the Hamas attack? And died in these spectacularly sadistic and sick and monstrous ways. It's extraordinary. And the fact that she is so emotional, of course it's an emotional time. And of course the only way to protect people in Gaza or in the West Bank, or people anywhere in the Arab world, is to defeat the evils of terrorists like ISIS and Hamas. And yes, you can add Islamic Jihad, though it's a smaller terrorist group and less of a threat. Compare Rashida Tlaib to a Republican voice. It's actually a Republican voice that many of us will miss. It's the voice of Senator Mitt Romney from Utah. And he helped to clarify exactly the confusion that is there in Capitol Hill. Listen.
Note that one of the generals, the leading general of the Israeli Defense Forces, said something that's very powerful. He said, Israel and Jews don't do vengeance. We're not going to target Palestinians and try and kill a lot of Palestinians to make up for all the Jews that were killed. That is not our intent. We will do everything in our power to avoid civilian casualties among the Palestinian people. But they're being used as human shields, and in many cases there will be deaths, but they will be unfortunate and not part of an effort on the part of Israel to carry out vengeance. I'd also note that there is a responsibility that every government has, and the Israeli government, of course, has this responsibility as well, to secure the safety and the life of their citizens. And in this case, Hamas has made it very clear that as long as they exist, Israeli citizens' lives are going to be at risk and will be sacrificed. And therefore, it is unacceptable for Hamas to continue to exist, certainly in proximity that they have enjoyed from the Gaza Strip.
Okay, that's about as clear as it could be. And some of the other protesters also made it clear and made it very obvious why a ceasefire isn't the solution. Listen to the chant from the protesters who were outside the White House today, even though President Biden was not there, chanting about the heroic use of hang gliders to behead babies. Yes, it wasn't the gliders that did it. It was the people riding in the gliders. This is clip 13. Okay, they've got tanks, we've got hang gliders, glory to all the resistance fighters. No wonder the protesters, the pro-Palestinian protesters, are confused with Hamas supporters. Is it confusion, or are they supporters of Hamas? When they say glory to all the resistance fighters, and they refer specifically to the hang gliders that helped to bring some of the stone-cold, evil, murderous terrorists into southern Israel, and they say glory to those resistance fighters, doesn't that count for support? Chuck Schumer actually has something smart to say on this. We will get to it coming up on the Medved Show. why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Deeply and terribly disturbing.
The Michael Medved Show.
Well, Senator Schumer, who himself was just in Israel on a senatorial mission to Israel together with Republicans and Democrats, including Mitt Romney, I believe was part of the, and I know Senator Cassidy of Louisiana, Republicans came along with Schumer. And again, it's partially to report, see firsthand what is going on, but also to communicate support to the people of Israel. And given the fact that I speak to some of those people of Israel almost every day, it's greatly, greatly appreciated. And here is Chuck Schumer speaking on the idea of a ceasefire. He was doing a press conference on Capitol Hill.
Yes, I think a ceasefire, if you allow Hamas to continue to exist as is, the same thing will happen again, and we have to do everything to prevent that from happening.
Okay, basically the idea of a ceasefire and allowing Hamas to continue as before and continue the same level of threat as before doesn't work. There's also this collage of various progressive voices that have been raised in order to justify, to rationalize, even to praise the unspeakable murders aimed at civilians. Civilians weren't collateral damage. They were the targets for Hamas. And that is what is different about this. In times of war, yes, almost every side inflicts some civilian casualties. We were definitely the good guys in World War II, but there were civilian casualties for every major American thrust in World War II. But we didn't aim to kill civilians. And people could say, well, what about Hiroshima and Nagasaki? But in those circumstances, the aim was to save lives, Japanese lives as well, where more lives would have been taken, both Japanese and certainly American lives, if we had attempted a conventional invasion of the home islands. Here is the progressive collage on behalf of Hamas. Listen, clip.
Do you condemn Hamas then? Tell me that.
I have already said that I condemn the violence that Hamas
as an organization, a terrorist organization, will you condemn them?
I don't see them as a terrorist organization.
Hamas is a political movement that was elected.
The justification of the violence is the occupation.
Palestinians are leading a freedom movement.
Hamas is a movement, and then you fight back for that and you stand for your rights. That does not make you a terrorist. That makes you a defender.
And 31 student groups blaming Israel. And your answer to this is they are largely right?
You cannot simply look at this particular moment without the larger backdrop of an ugly occupation.
I think a lot of them were very disappointed when the United States moved its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Again, I think that Hamas decided that now to amass these capabilities and to carry out this attack, they need to bring more attention in the region and globally to what they consider to be their plight.
Okay, again, this idea of erasing the boundary between apologetics for Hamas and efforts to understand what is going on. There was an incident with BBC because BBC had said that pro-Palestinian protesters were actually pro-Hamas. Well, they are. What do you think of people who are chanting, they have tanks, we have hang gliders, all glory to the resistance fighters? I mean, come on, isn't that support? There's the apology, unnecessary apology, it seems to me, from the BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation, clip 5.
Now, before we go, earlier on BBC News, we reported on some of the pro-Palestinian demonstrations at the weekend. We spoke about several demonstrations across Britain during which people voiced their backing for Hamas. We accept that this was poorly phrased and was a misleading description of the pro-Palestinian demonstrations.
Okay, but she just acknowledged that these were people who said they were supporters of Hamas. And they seem to have a better approach elsewhere in Europe, believe it or not. France announces a 5-year prison sentence for sympathizers of Hamas and Islamic Jihad. France's Minister of Justice has urged the swift prosecution of offenders charged with anti-Semitic acts. As the country's interior minister reported, more than 100 outrages targeting French Jews since the massacre perpetrated last weekend by Hamas terrorists in southern Israel. In a television interview on Thursday, Justice Minister Eric Dupond-Moretti said he had issued a circular calling for strict and rapid prosecution. Quote, I'm asking the public prosecutor's offices to be strict and swift, Dupond-Moretti said. Anti-Semitism is not an opinion. It's an offense. Apology for terrorism is an offense, punishable by 5 years imprisonment and 7 years when it received a certain level of exposure. I mean, that's a fairly clear, and this is one of those things where, again, you can appreciate President Macron, who has been a strong voice both against the hideous barbarity and mass killing and genocidal policies of Hamas and of Putin's Russia, which is also deeply, deeply problematic. There's also, when you talk about the apologies for Hamas, there's a big piece by Roger Waters, who is basically one of those people. It's not a triumphant return to the public arena. He's never left the public arena. He has been an anti-Israel voice, an anti-Semitic voice, for 30 years. And he has a piece, My Heart is Heavy, To Whom It May Concern, Please Stop. And he talks about the scream of each bomb that falls on Gaza is the dying scream of a failed state. My heart is heavy, please stop. What does that mean? How does that fit in? We'll get to that. But we'll also get to Henry Olson of the Washington Post, who says that one of the contenders against President Trump for the presidential nomination may have a secret weapon. What is it? We'll get to that. Coming up.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. President Biden made history today by becoming the first American president to visit Israel during a time of war. Air Force One touched down near Tel Aviv this morning.
I wanted to be here today for a simple reason. I want people of Israel, people of the world, to know where the United States stands.
Biden has since left Israel to head back to the U.S. The latest CNBC All-America Economic Survey shows only 37% of those polled approve of President Biden's overall performance. It's just one percentage point higher than the previous low in the summer of 2022. Health insurance costs are on the rise. The Kaiser Family Foundation's latest annual survey on employer health benefits reveals a 7% increase in the average cost for family health insurance plans provided by employers this year. The surge is the highest highest in a decade. John Schaefer, USA News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it is a pleasure to welcome back to the show Henry Olson, who is a Washington Post columnist and a senior fellow at the Conservative Ethics and Public Policy Institute. He was a Thomas W. Smith Distinguished Scholar in Residence at Arizona State University in the most recent winter-spring semester. And you have a new column, Henry, that says that one of the challengers to President Trump's presumed claim to the Republican nomination for president is Nikki Haley, who has an ace in the hole, as you put it, that she needs to deploy if she's going to give President Trump a serious challenge. What's Nikki Haley's ace in the hole?
Her ace in the hole is independent voters. That all of the polls that we're seeing that say that Donald Trump is ahead by 30, 40, even 50 points are based on the assumption that the primary pool of voters won't differ significantly than tradition, which means it'll be largely Republicans. But we know that Haley does much better than Trump among independent voters who don't normally participate in GOP primaries. And in the Georgia 2022 primary, where Trump's endorsed candidates lost by massive margins, they turned out in droves to give a rebuke to Trump. And that's Nikki Haley's ace in the hole.
Yeah, they were voting in that Georgia primary for incumbent Governor Brian Kemp, and he actually won that primary by 52%. I mean, it wasn't even vaguely close, and the polls had thought that it would be much closer. That's the point you're making.
Right. The polling average the day before the election said Kemp would win by 19 points. Well, you know, that's a pretty normal landslide. They were off by 33 points. That's a bigger error than in any other seriously polled race in my lifetime. And it was clearly because they underestimated people's willingness to turn out to vote against Trump's endorsed candidate in that race, former Senator David Perdue, And there's no reason to think that that's a one-off. I mean, when you're talking about a national race where Trump himself is on the ballot, if Haley emerges as his primary contender, she can make the argument to independents. It's either Trump-Biden rematch or me, and the Republican primary is the only chance to get me.
So are you suggesting you have a very fine anecdote at the end of your piece about the former Speaker of the House, when we had a Speaker of the House, we'll get to that in a moment. Tip O'Neill told a story about neighbors who knew him for years but never voted for him. And when he asked, well, how come you've never voted for me? They answered, because he never asked them to. So the punchline being, what does Nikki Haley have to do?
Nikki Haley has to ask them. You know, Nikki Haley, what she can't do is make shy comments or make veiled references. As she gains strength, what she's going to have to do probably in January, maybe in February of next year is say, look, I want to lead America, and I am a Republican, and I want to win the Republican primary. But, you know, in 31 states and territories, independents or non-Democrats can vote in the primary. And she's going to have to say, if you don't want Trump and you don't want Biden, your choice to get that is now. And that means coming out in a primary that you haven't usually voted in before and casting your vote for me. If she doesn't do that, they won't come out. And if they don't come out, she's not going to be Trump.
So what you're saying is that it is accurate, isn't it, that in nearly every state, the number of independents comes close to equaling the number of Republicans and even of Republican leaners, does it not?
Yeah, it depends on the state rules. If states have party registration as a requirement for voting, they may have small numbers of independents, like in Pennsylvania. But nearly half the states don't have partisan registration at all. And in many other states, independents equal or exceed the number of Republicans. There are actually very few states where Republicans outnumber independents. And Haley should use that to her advantage.
Well, I know that in conversations with Ambassador Haley and with members of her campaign team, they are very focused on New Hampshire, precisely because in New Hampshire, anybody can vote in any primary. In other words, somebody is not registered as a Republican, and New Hampshire, I believe, has more people who are registered as independents than either Democrats or Republicans. So
it
certainly applies to the New Hampshire primary, which might be their best chance to derail the Trump train, would it not?
That's right. You know, that New Hampshire allows independents to vote in either party's primary. And take a look. The Democrats are kicking New Hampshire out of their early role. There isn't even a serious challenger. So if you're a moderate independent, the only game in town is the Republican primary. And if you're a moderate independent in New Hampshire, you're highly likely to dislike Donald Trump intently. And that's why Nikki Haley's got a shot there. But then there's, when you look at Super Tuesday, South Carolina, her native state, there's no partisan registration. Anyone can vote for her. In most of the Super Tuesday states, there's no partisan registration or independents can vote. This isn't just a New Hampshire thing. This is a deep opportunity for her to change the playing field and do quite well once the race moves to the country as a whole.
Meanwhile, speaking of moving to the country as a whole, Jim Jordan failed a second time. He will have another recent column saying that somehow Jim Jordan is not an ideal speaker candidate. What do we need that's different from what Jim Jordan has on offer?
You know, the thing is that you have to remember that the Republican Party may be a conservative party, but the path to a majority is through moderates. And the path to getting wins in the legislative process is through Democrats. And so what you need is somebody who understands that. that this is not simply a game of message to the base, stand up, and engage in confrontational tactics, which is what Jordan's built his name doing. It means somebody who is trying to create common cause, somebody who knows how to negotiate and win with adversaries, and somebody who knows how to create a political message that can expand Republican strength, not simply reiterate the conservative priorities. And there's nothing in Jordan's background that suggests he understands that that's necessary or that he's any good at it.
And so who would be better at this point? No McCarthy, no Steve Scalise, no Jim Jordan, then who?
Yeah, that's one of the things is I keep wondering whether Elise Stefanik will emerge because she has one of the less conservative voting records in the House. She is somebody who is unquestionably a MAGA loyalist. She represents a district that voted for Barack Obama in 2008. In other words, it's a Trump Democrat seat, but not hardcore Republican conservative seat. And you wonder whether or not she's got a mix of moderate sensibilities, political chops, and Trump loyalism that could put a majority together.
Well, she certainly has, with her nomination speech for Jim Jordan, she went all in for his candidacy. This all remains to be seen. You can read about it. Henry Olson's recent columns posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Coming back, we'll talk about Roger Waters' plans to permanently eliminate the state of Israel. Coming up on the Medved Show.
From politics to pop culture and from coast to coast, this is the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming, but a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
On the Michael Medved show, there's a longtime hater of Israel, and actually I was reading a little bit about his background. Roger Waters of Pink Floyd has become so outspoken, particularly late in his life, and he has spoken everywhere, wherever he is concertized or performed, or now he has a piece that he has written that appears in the Palestine Chronicle, which is a propaganda vehicle for the Palestinian Authority. And he has a column under the heading, "My Heart is Heavy, To Whom It May Concern, Please Stop." And he says at the very beginning, "The scream of each bomb that falls on Gaza is the dying scream of a failed state. My heart is heavy, please stop." Now, what's remarkable here, of course, is that he has never spoken out and doesn't hear in this material against the excesses, and excesses is much too mild a word, to the appalling horrors of Hamas or other Islamic terror organizations. And he doesn't question for a moment their right and the appropriateness of their beheading babies and kidnapping old ladies and raping women and destroying schools and homes and entire towns. Here is Roger Waters of Pink Floyd talking about his solution for the violence in the Middle East. 17A.
Here's my suggestion of what should be done. It's only an opinion. This is what should be done. One, there must be an immediate and permanent ceasefire. No more killing by anyone, Hamas and the IDF included. So what next? What next? How to prevent future bloodshed. Two, get round a big table and hammer out the bones of a one-state solution to this whole unholy mess. One based on respect for equal human rights under international law. A new state with equal human rights for all its citizens, irrespective of their ethnicity or religion or previous nationality. this new state would be an, I've written this in italics, an actual real democracy.
Okay, and of course when he talks about one state in the context of his written proposal, he says that the idea of this new state was actually, I saw a video from my friend Ramzi Baroud this morning. Either stand with us or stand aside, he says. Ramzi, I unequivocally stand with you and the whole of the oppressed Palestinian people, my friend. So this is what he has an idea about having a one state, but a one state that would mean that, quote, Israel accepted that the Zionist experiment has failed because it can only be continued with more killing. It would also mean the end of Israel's illegal occupation of all Palestinian land. In other words, if it's one state, and he's trying to say that this has to be settled on the basis of fairness, what do you do about all of the, most of the land in what is today Israel, that was purchased years ago, and was transformed by the early Zionist movement? And the idea that you have to accept that Zionism has failed, to be clear, Zionists would have to accept they have had their chance and failed to establish a viable state. How is it that Israel, which has progressed from being viewed as a third world country that was desperately poor and needed to build everything up into a world technological powerhouse, and to a situation where the standard of living for all citizens of Israel, including the 20% who are Muslim Palestinian, that the standard of living for Israel is comparable to any of the wealthy countries in the European Union, except for some of the Scandinavian countries. But Israel has a higher per capita income than Great Britain. And that is not a sign of a failed state or an unhappy experiment. And again, people should go to michaelmedved.com, sign up for a Medhead Plus subscription, and you can hear about all of this history anytime you want, free of charge. But that's at medvedhistorystore.com. Here's more from Roger Waters of Pink Floyd.
Three. My suspicion is that the new state's constitution would need to include provision for truth and reconciliation hearings like they had in post-apartheid South Africa. Four, a side issue. Obviously, the Golan Heights are not part of any of this. They are part of Syria.
Okay, that despite the fact
so that's the dream.
Yeah, that's the dream. It sounds like a nightmare, not a dream. Earlier this year, BBC reported police are investigating former Pink Floyd bassist Roger Waters after he wore what appeared to be a Nazi SS uniform during a concert in Germany. Performing in Berlin on the 17th of May, this is this year, Waters wore a long black overcoat with a red armband. He also aimed an imitation machine gun into the audience. Germany bans displaying Nazi symbols, but the country's laws allow exceptions for artistic or educational reasons. Waters said his performance was clearly to show opposition to fascism. Uh-huh. Israel's foreign ministry later criticized the musician on social media. Good morning to everyone but Roger Waters, who spent the evening in Berlin, yes, Berlin, desecrating the memory of Anne Frank and the 6 million Jews murdered in the Holocaust, it tweeted. And that was with his strutting around on stage. And again, one of the biggest anti-Semitic tendencies that has taken over a great deal of the far left around the world is equating Israeli Jews with German or other Nazis. And the idea that there is some similarity or connection between Nazism, fascism, and the idea of Zionism, which inspired the recreation of a Jewish homeland, absurd and awful. And there's also a point that is raised by the CEO, Jonathan Greenblatt, who's been doing very well, it seems to me, in getting ideas across. He was on CNBC, and he was talking about college presidents who were quick to jump on every perceived microaggression. How about this new evil, the evil of Hamas and of other terrorists who believe that the more cruel, the more radical they are, the better it is? Coming up, we're going to be speaking to Daniel Pipes, who has been studying and writing about the Middle East for many years at many of America's most distinguished universities. He has a piece about what next in Gaza after the violence settles down. And then we'll also be speaking to Ramesh Panuru of the Rights in the Washington Post about some of the ongoing speaker chaos and where that is likely to end up. We will get to all of that because there can be happier days ahead for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berry stew, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.